Back home, day six of strike action by school secretaries and caretakers. They want equal access to pensions and other entitlements to other school workers. Some schools are struggling to cope. The biggest school in the country, Goree Community School, has kept its third, fourth and fifth year students at home. Paul Crone is with us in studio. He's director of the National Association of Principals and Deputy Principals. Thank you very much for coming into us
this morning.
What are principals and deputy principals telling you?
What I'm hearing from principals and deputy principals is the situation is at crisis point at school level. And the schools that are impacted by this are struggling to try and maintain business as usual. And it can't continue like this. That's what they're telling me.
Tell us about some of the challenges they're facing then.
Well, I suppose they're placed in a terrible position of in conflict, I suppose. Being members of the union, they are instructed not to carry out the duties of the striking colleagues. Yet in their role as secretary to the Board of Management, they are instructed to try and keep the school open. So they're in that untenable position of being conflicted as to what they want to do. The priority has to be to maintain the relationships. This dispute will be over at some stage and they will have to work together with those colleagues again. So the relationships need to be maintained and that is the priority number one. So that conflict is causing serious stress among principals and deputy principals as they're asked to do the job of potentially up to five other people in a large school situation. And we don't have the bandwidth, we don't have the capacity, and we shouldn't be put in that position.
Can you give me an example? Typically, what are principals and deputy principals having to do this week that they wouldn't ordinarily do?
Well, one principal told me that he spent most of his day because schools are locked down, you can't just walk into a school. He spent most of the morning signing in students that arrived late. He spent most of the afternoon dealing with students that were sick and contacting parents to get them home. And you just can't leave the students to their own devices. So that was his day during the week, let alone the build-up of rubbish that's around the school, the class materials that are not being ordered, the cleaning materials that are not being ordered, the suppliers that are not being paid. One principal said to me that there is a derogation to pay staff, but they went to log into the system and realised that the dual factor authentication is on the secretary's phone and the secretary's on strike, so they can't access the system without the secretary's phone.
I mentioned Goree. Are there many schools that are sending students home or keeping students at home?
I would imagine boards of management have a very difficult situation. They're responsible for the day-to-day and the health and safety and that. So I would imagine schools are making decisions locally. I don't have an actual figure or number, but schools have to do what's right and what's safe for their context and their students and their staff. So I would imagine that there's a lot of schools making decisions locally.
The Minister for Education, Helen McEntee, has previously said that her department is willing and ready to meet with FORSA at the Workplace Relations Commission to resolve the dispute. How long do you see this continuing?
It can't continue any longer. I would urge the department and FORSA to get in to discussions. This will only be resolved through dialogue. And the longer it goes on, the longer relations will be strained. So for everybody's sake, they need to start that dialogue, suspend the strike while the dialogue is ongoing, and they will come to a resolution and it will be resolved. I'd have confidence in both sides that both sides are willing to resolve this. But it needs to happen now. It needs to happen today. This cannot continue any longer.
You spoke earlier about maintaining relationships, and this is between principals and deputy principals taking on the duties of the workers who are striking. Can you give an example of how those relationships are being strained? Is it your understanding from what you've heard that secretaries and caretakers understand that other people are doing their work this week and have to do that?
Nobody wants to close the schools. FORSA have been very clear on that. Secretaries and caretakers are the heartbeat of the school. They're the first point of call that people meet when they arrive in the school. The caretaker is the engine, keeps the school running. The principal cannot do their job without the caretaker and the secretary. And they want to be very supportive of their staff. They want to support their claim. They want to make sure that when they come back to work, that they can still have that positive working relationship. I think it's just completely unfair that principals and deputies are being put in that position.
Paul Crone, Director of the National Association of Principals and Deputy Principals, thank you for coming into us this morning. 21 minutes past seven.